Va ora in onda
Il giro del mondo in 80 radio. Viaggio attraverso la radiofonia mondiale, curato e condotto da Giacomo Schivo.
Un saluto a tutti da parte mia e da parte di Walter Martinelli in cabina di regia. Il giro del mondo in 80 radio quest'oggi ci porta proprio agli antipodi di dove siamo noi. Viaggeremo infatti in Oceania per raccontarvi la storia della radio e della televisione in Australia. Lo faremo subito dopo questa canzone.
Angel that you are, you still remember summer walks and quiet talks we had before our clouds were breaking. In the heaven of your mind, your hopeful heart is put behind all the ugly, jealous times our hearts were aching. Now that your pain has been mended, you're only seeing one side. Behind the bright, easy laughter, rivers of tears have been cried, so remember the rain. When you think of the sunshine, you've got to try to see that it's gone for you and me, and there is no way to bring it back again. In a sad, unstable way, I love you more than I could say, but now it's locked in yesterday and must remain there. The gentle prisoner in the stall sometimes forgets the very walls that gave her shelter in the fall have also chained her. Drink from the spring of tomorrow. Yesterday's well has gone dry. All the good times are behind us. And whenever you ask yourself why, just remember the rain. When you think of the sunshine, on the ocean of a smile, we floated easy for a while, but now we've drifted to the shore where beauty dies. It isn't easy to explain, I never dreamed you felt the same, that even though you're not to blame, we can't continue. Don't let yourself pretend that we've got something to defend. You've got to try to face the end with all that's in you. Oh, I can't deny that I love you, but my soul can no longer be bound. Fly on the wings of your freedom, but whenever you look to the ground, just remember the rain. When you think of the sunshine, try to understand it has fallen from our hands and just be thankful that your soul is still your own.
La radio di Stato in Australia si chiama ABC. Vi ricordate che tanto tempo fa abbiamo dedicato una puntata a una sua omonima, cioè la ABC americana, la American Broadcasting Company. Questa è la Australian Broadcasting Company e è la principale società pubblica di diffusione radiotelevisiva australiana, interamente finanziata dal governo federale. Ne esiste una seconda, si chiama SBS, ma ne parleremo più avanti nel corso del programma. La ABC in Australia nasce il 1 luglio del 1932 come Australian Broadcasting Commission. Trasmette programmi radiofonici, televisivi e anche online in tutta l'Australia e nell'area del Pacifico. Una cosa molto interessante è che ad oggi la ABC detiene inoltre una catena di propri negozi in cui vende libri sulle sue trasmissioni e registrazioni audio-video dei propri programmi. Ha fatto questo per fare in modo che non si verificasse un grande rebound della pirateria audiovisiva in Australia e questo ha avuto veramente molto successo. Quella che vi facciamo ascoltare ora è stata per tanti anni la sigla della radio australiana, una sigla secondo me molto moderna che ha precorso i tempi. Dal 1932 e fino a tutti gli anni 50, la radio australiana ha risentito molto dell'influenza degli Stati Uniti d'America per quel che concerne i gusti del pubblico e la moda in fatto di canzoni. Ve ne forniamo un esempio con questo brano tipicamente americano, cantato da Frank Sinatra, ma che veniva trasmesso molto di frequente alla radio australiana durante i suoi anni d'oro. Si tratta di You Go to My Head.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? Go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. That this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. to my head.
E sempre per testimoniarvi come la radio australiana risentisse delle influenze americane in fatto di spettacoli, di divertimento e di musica, vi facciamo ascoltare questo piccolo putpurri di trasmissioni, canzoni, spot e jingle di ciò che la radio in Australia trasmetteva durante gli anni 50 e 60.
Who are you?
I am he who lived through treachery, through murder, through infinite pain, to return as the Avenger.
You can take out your notebook and make a note of this. If your draper doesn't sell bonds, underwear and hose, it's either because he wants too much profit or wishes to sell you something with his own name on it. So it will pay you to go to another draper, because the bond tag on any garment is an inviolable insurance policy, a security against loss, as well as a guarantee of value and quality. Their word is their bond, and if any defect is found in a garment bearing the bond tag, your draper is authorized to give you another free. If he should refuse, post it to bond, and you'll receive a flawless garment by return. That's one reason why Bonds make 7,000 garments every hour and are the largest manufacturers in Australia of every kind of hosiery and underwear.
Tchaikovsky!
She always calls me Tchaikovsky ever since I brought home the Brockhoff walnut cookie. She calls them her nutcracker sweet biscuits.
Tchaikovsky!
Quite a crunchy little composition of home-style shortbread and tasty walnut pieces. Brockhoff walnut cookie, her nutcracker sweet biscuits.
Tchaikovsky, my walnut cookie!
I'll give you Tchaikovsky, my name is Fred!
Fred!
Clap hands for the Brockhoff baker now.
Here comes the news on the Great Earth 3UZ. News, the latest news on the Great Earth 3UZ. So listen, here comes the news.
From the sound of war, his steps led him across the world. A man haunted by a past he could not forget. A man they called the Quiet Stranger.
KZ News is presented by Philip Morris Cigarettes. It's great to get together with Philip Morris Filter. 3KZ takes you to Marlboro Country. From Marlboro Country, 3KZ News.
The makers of Persil welcome you to Australia's biggest and brightest quiz. And to give the money away, we give you Jack Davey.
Purcell Show, give it a go.
Castrol Motor Oil, over a network of 68 stations throughout Australia, presents Leave It to the Girls with Terry Dear.
Let's leave it to the girls. Let's leave it to the girls. If you've a problem puzzling you and you don't know just what to do, ask Terry Dear to help you.
Thanks, Keith, and hi, everybody.
Il giro del mondo in 80 radio.
The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Night with Dexter.
Time for Pick a Box with Australia's favourite compere, Bob Dyer. And here's the man himself, your host, Bob Dyer.
Thank you, customers, and welcome to the new look BP Pick a Box.
Quiz Kids on Parade with your favorite show. Now's the time for answers to things you want to know.
Johnson & Johnson, makers of Johnson's Baby Powder, the famous Tech toothbrush and Band-Aid adhesive bandages, welcome listeners on 57 stations throughout Australia
to the Quiz Kids Show.
Here now is Quizmaster John Deese.
Thank you, John Pierce. Good evening, everyone. Here we have the Quiz Kids back in the Macquarie Auditorium after the excitement of their Broken Hill trip, an experience which will certainly live in their memory.
She's lovable, she's active, and boy, is she attractive, 'cause she's lovable in her lovable bra. She's where things are swinging. She loves that lovable living. She's lovable in her lovable bra. And it costs so little to look lovable. She's smart and exciting, so lovable and inviting in her lovable, lovable bra.
Mirinda. Mirinda Lemonade, the drink with the South Pacific sparkle, the brightest taste in lemonade.
You love that South Pacific sparkle.
Mirinda. Enjoy Mirinda Lemonade, the brightest taste in lemonade.
Come on down to the picnic, for Pete is Eskimo pie.
A brand new product you'll be mad about.
Pete is Eskimo pie. Burn up the track and you'll fire with every girl and her guy.
It's the dreamiest and the creamiest.
Pete is Eskimo pie.
Crazy flavored ice cream wrapped in chocolate. Mmm, that's good. That's Pete is Eskimo pie.
Ice cream in a fever. Ice cream is a creamy fever. Life is sweeter, so much sweeter when you're a fever's eater.
E se questa era la radio, veniamo alla televisione di Stato, la cui storia può essere fatta risalire al 1953, quando il Federal Television Act fu approvato. Si trattava di un documento che forniva il quadro normativo sia per il servizio pubblico sia per le nascenti reti televisive commerciali. Infatti, le trasmissioni pubbliche furono trasmissioni sperimentali, appunto a partire da quell'anno, il 53, però la prima stazione televisiva a trasmettere in tutta l'Australia una serie di trasmissioni regolari fu non la TV di Stato, ma una TV commerciale di Sydney che si chiamava TCN9. A ruota, l'anno dopo, venne inaugurata la prima stazione della ABC, con studi a Sydney e a Melbourne. Erano studi televisivi, come potremmo dire oggi, volanti, nel senso che non erano ancora definitivi. E oltre a questi studi televisivi volanti, che venivano di volta in volta costruiti con varie regie esterne, si pensò anche di costruire dei piccoli studioli televisivi in ogni sede trasmittente della radio. Pensate che il primo palazzo costruito appositamente solo per gli studi televisivi venne inaugurato a Sydney nel gennaio del 58, ben 2 anni dopo l'inizio delle trasmissioni televisive regolari che furono nel 56. Vi facciamo ascoltare ora qualche minuto della prima trasmissione ufficiale della TV statale australiana.
Hello there, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and children. This emblem that you've just seen is tonight the symbol of a historic occasion, the opening of the National Television Service, which of course is your television service. And we hope that tonight, and in the weeks and years to come, that you're going to see and enjoy a lot more of it on ABN 2, ABN Channel 2. And my name is Michael Charlton, and I'm your host here tonight. I'm here to welcome you and show you around and let you meet a few of the people who are going to make this service tick. And we're going to show you something, too, of how we bring these people, the entertainers, to your homes, how we bring them to that small, bright screen in your living room that you're watching now, or perhaps as many of you are doing, looking through shop windows of television screens in the street. Now, to do this, we're going to have to hop and zigzag all over Sydney, from here where I am, in our King's Cross studio. And first of all, we're going to take you to our central studio. And there, the Prime Minister, Mr. Menzies, is waiting to open the ABC National Television Service. And he's got with him the Postmaster General, Mr. Davidson, the Leader of the Federal Opposition in the Senate, Senator McKenna, and the Chairman of the ABC, Sir Richard Boyer. So let's go and join them. Over now to Sir Richard Boyer.
Pensate che in quei primi anni di televisione, anni avventurosi, sebbene le trasmissioni radiofoniche coprissero tutto il vasto territorio dell'Australia, così non era per gli impianti televisivi, perché si riuscì a costruire impianti televisivi in grado di coprire tutta l'Australia solo nel 1960. E in quei primi anni, fino appunto al 60, le varie sedi della televisione erano collegate soltanto da una telescrivente. Infatti, attraverso questa telescrivente, i notiziari venivano inviati ad uno per essere preparati e presentati separatamente, così come invece i materiali filmati venivano mandati attraverso dei Pony Express e copiati manualmente da ogni sede della televisione. Vorremmo ora farvi ascoltare una carrellata di sigle dei telegiornali a partire dal 53 e quindi dalla fase sperimentale fino ad oggi, perché come in ogni organo radiotelevisivo statale che si rispetti, anche in Australia è sempre stata molto importante l'informazione.
Leader of the rebel Papuan Republican Fighters Army, Mr. Simon Kaumi, says he's prepared to go to jail for the cause of Papuan separatism. An exclusive film report on his army in this bulletin.
Good evening. The cold snap, which has brought heavy falls of snow.
Hello again, Edwin.
This is ABC National with Ron Markland, Janet Wilson, and the National News Team.
Russia offers a missile freeze, but America is lukewarm. Queensland's Easter Road toll is down dramatically. And the day after the violence at Battle. Good evening, Queensland. Welcome to the National.
Good evening.
Also tonight, the body of a missing...
Tonight, a ceasefire in the Philippines' 17-year civil war. Ronald Reagan's popularity slumps in the wake of foreign policy setbacks, and Alan Border believes his young side will come good in the Perth test. Good evening, David Ellery with ABC News.
Good evening, Angela.
Tonight, anger and dismay at the collapse of Compass Airlines. South Africa's historic constitutional summit begins in bitterness, and Russia shocks the West with a bid for NATO membership. Good evening. Judy Beresford with ABC News.
The Great Millennium Party, Australia and the world celebrate 2000. And the dawn of the new century. Good evening, Ian Henderson with ABC News.
Ready fallen. Also on ABC News, it's Tri Nations Account.
Fra i programmi originali prodotti dalla televisione australiana che hanno avuto molto successo nel mondo possiamo ricordare Skyland, il Saddle Club oppure le serie televisive Fireflies e Wildside, ma anche Polizia Squadra Soccorso e la miniserie Sette Piccoli Australiani. Ma veniamo ora ad un po' di musica. Voi sapete che in Australia nel 1958 si è formato un famoso gruppo, i Bee Gees, una band composta dai fratelli Barry, Robin e Maurice Gibb. Erano molto giovani, ebbero una luminosa carriera e ai quattro angoli del mondo sono sempre molto famosi. Vorremmo ora offrirvi questi interventi dei Bee Gees proprio nei primi anni della loro formazione alla televisione e alla radio dell'Australia.
Will 1959, and you made your first ever recording, 20 Miles to Blue Land.
Oh. 20 miles to Blue Land.
You can dig this up.
But to me, it seems like only yesterday.
Let me love you, I'll never let you go. Let me love you, because I need you so. Let me love you, nobody else will do.
And we used to work, we used to go to the matinees, the Saturday afternoon children's matinees, which I've no doubt you still remember. And, they were fantastic, the Superman serials and all. And we used to sing and do a show before the matinee. The manager of the theatre used to let us do that in Chorlton Cum Hardy. And we used to get sixpence each for doing that. That was the day. Those were the days.
Money!
No tax, of course. And then our father started to notice that we were singing in harmonies and we were doing the singing on corners anywhere, you know. And he sort of helped us along and sort of taught us how to bow, stage presentation, things like that, because my father was a drummer for 30 years.
The number one spot in England, and it's called Please, Please Me.
Lee Henderson told me earlier they were down here in the audience. The VGs, Barry A, the leader of the group, come here. Barry Gibb and your young brothers. Now, come on, who are you? Which is which? Your twins, eh?
I'm Robin.
Robin?
Morris.
And Morris. Now, you all sing together, eh?
That's right.
And your brother Barry plays. Now, come on up. Come on up here. That's right. One up through there. Put you right in the picture, put you right in the room. You're going to stand up on the high level? That's the thing. Now, is it true that you write your own pieces, Barry?
It's true, Jim.
And what are you going to play for us now you've come down from Brisbane?
Time to Pass and Bar.
All right, then, we'll hear you all together.
You'll always be the one, the only
we've been running for more than 8 years, and I guess we've helped launch more than our share of show business careers. The Bee Gees, for instance, who made their very first national television appearance on Bandstand. This is it.
Now here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About this unsung hero that moves away the dust. Some people make a fortune, and others own a mint. But my old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears tall blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nana, his great big old male boots. He has a job to pull them up, that he calls them baby boots. Now some folks get tips for Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills them on the step. Well, one old man got nasty, and to the council row. Next time my old man read, now there is something up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears tall blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. So my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, so he's 86 years old. I said, now hang on, Dad, you're getting past your prime. But he says, when you get my age, it helps you pass the time. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears tall blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. Now one day, whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him.
What do you think you're saying?
Kick right up from the yard.
Don't let me have my fooling.
No, jump up on the car. Oh, my old man is a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears tall blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat.
Well, they found a tiger's head one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, as I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail.
Said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
Pull it from his tail.
Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears tall blimey trousers, and it's in a council flat. Now if you see a dustman, all looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin, it might be my own dad.
Precedenza, nel programma di oggi vi abbiamo accennato che esiste un secondo polo radiotelevisivo sempre statale, oltre alla ABC. Si tratta della SBS, cioè Special Broadcasting Service, una serie di stazioni sempre statali che trasmette in lingue diverse dall'inglese. Come nacque l'idea e la necessità di ciò? Beh, nacque nel 1975 quando il governo australiano introdusse il progetto Medibank. Che cos'era questo progetto Medibank? Era un progetto sull'assicurazione contro le malattie ed il fatto che le comunità minori residenti in Australia avrebbero richiesto dettagli nella loro lingua d'origine portò alla fondazione di due stazioni radiofoniche, chiamiamole così, etniche, cioè in lingue diverse dall'inglese. Una stazione a Sydney e una a Melbourne. Esse iniziarono a trasmettere nel giugno di quell'anno, il 75, in 7 o 8 linguaggi stranieri. L'anno seguente il governo creò il Consultative Committee of Ethnic Broadcasting, che promulgò una legge con la quale si fondò la SBS sia a livello di radio sia a livello di televisione. Questa legge entrò in vigore il 1 gennaio del 1978 con l'impiantazione dei nuovi trasmettitori radiotelevisivi. La SBS TV iniziò le trasmissioni di prova nell'aprile del 79 mostrando alcuni programmi in lingue straniere a Melbourne e a Sydney solo la domenica mattina. Le trasmissioni a tempo pieno iniziarono alle 18.30 del 24 ottobre 1980, giornata mondiale delle Nazioni Unite. A Bruce Gingell, che introdusse la televisione in Australia nel 1956, all'epoca delle prime trasmissioni ufficiali, fu assegnato il compito di introdurre il primo gruppo di programmi della nuova stazione multilingue SBS. Il 16 ottobre dell'83 il servizio si estese anche su Canberra, Cooma e Goulburn. Il suo nuovo slogan venne coniato quell'anno, ma è attivo ancora oggi. È Bringing the World Back Home, cioè riportiamo il mondo a casa. Dal 18 febbraio dell'86 la rete televisiva venne estesa anche a Brisbane, ad Adelaide, a Newcastle, a Wollongong e sulla Gold Coast. South Park è la serie SBS che ha raggiunto il massimo successo e andò in onda per la prima volta sulla rete nel 1998. Un reparto che si chiama New Media, cioè Nuovi Media, responsabile del sito web della SBS, è stato aperto all'inizio del 2000, giusto in tempo per la prima trasmissione sul web dei seguitissimi Huffy Award. Gli ascolti hanno continuato da quel giorno a salire, aumentando sino ad una media del 5,2% settimanale dell'audience. A partire dal 2002 quattro lingue furono eliminate e quattro aggiunte alla SBS e furono anche aumentate più delle altre le ore di trasmissione in lingua cantonese, cinese e in lingua araba. Oggi la SBS Radio trasmette in 68 lingue in tutti gli stati australiani, realizzando trasmissioni per circa 13.500 ore sulle frequenze di Sydney e Melbourne, così onale. Similmente alla SBS TV, SBS Radio è sostenuta da un insieme di sovvenzioni statali, campagne di informazione finanziate dal governo e pubblicità commerciale. Pubblicità commerciale che arrivò a mostrarsi a fare capolino nei programmi televisivi, pensate, solo a partire dalla fine del 2006. La SBS TV è disponibile a livello nazionale attraverso una rete di trasmettitori terrestri insieme al servizio satellitare Optus Aurora. E oggi dedica una buona parte della sua programmazione mattutina ai bollettini giornalistici in lingue differenti dall'inglese, assieme a molti film in lingua straniera sottotitolati. I propri notiziari si concentrano maggiormente sugli affari internazionali, più di quanto faccia la ABC, e meno sulle soft news. La SBS trasmette inoltre molti documentari, tanti programmi di attualità, mentre la copertura dello sport si incentra soprattutto sullo sport internazionale, calcio e ciclismo, specialmente il Tour de France. Oh, well, it's early in the morning and it's time to make a start, and I put my polished surfboard on the rack upon my car. I head down to the surfside where the waves are breaking fine. I'm gonna catch a mountain, but I won't go down the mine. You gotta walk the plank, ride the hook, corner left and right, and keep it nice and tight. And now the tide is roaring in, you're moving down the wall. Now steady as she goes, you got your toes upon the nose. And now you hang and fire.
Presenting the Australian music stars of the 60s. The stars and the sounds that shape the popular music destiny of our country.
You make it out the back, smells are coming back. The first ones are too small, and so you take the last, you gotta walk.
The rock era of the 50s was a music world dominated by American artists. In this program, we look at the Australian music stars who would have come of age in the 60s. The ever-smiling Carl Joy, the wild one J.O.K., Johnny Farnham, The Seekers, Helen Reddy, The Easy Beats, The Bee Gees, Ralph Harris, Normie Rowe, Johnny Young, Dinah Lee, Nolene Batley, The Twilights, The Zoot, Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, Ray Brown and the Whispers, and many, many more. These were the swinging 60s, when a young man's fancy turned to surfing safaris, and young girls wore pink pedal pushers, and kids nationwide stomped the sands. Thank you.
And when the night is through, you hear the fellas say, don't forget tomorrow, you got another day. You gotta walk the plank, ride the hook, corner left and right, and keep it nice and tight. And now the time is drawing in, you're moving down the wall. Now steady as she goes, you got your thumbs up on the nose, and now you're hanging by.
Hangin' Five is one of the biggest Australian surfing songs of the 60s, and one of six major hits for the then number one group, the Deltones. This was the era of mods and rockets, and Johnny Devlin was a true rocker. The national TV show Bandstand gathered a family of popular favorites.
Once more,
The family included Carl Joy and the Joy Boys, Laurel Lee, Judy Stone, Leo and Doug DeCru. And Carl's brother, Kevin, pounded away on the keyboards.
It's bacon and fleas on a monkey's back, but the folks down there, they like it like that. They give it up and they all come back down at Papa Joe's.
Up and shake, rattle and roll. Up and shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll.
It was a time of surf parties and outdoor fun, but the times and styles were soon to change. Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs were starting to toughen up the Aussie sound. Billy and the boys were big all over Australia. In Melbourne, a reported 63,000 fans turned up to one riotous concert. Times changed, and so did Thorpey.
I'm all in love, and you know what I mean. You just got to be a movie queen.
Man's puppet dad.
14-year-old schoolgirl Little Patty quit the classroom for the glamour of show business and sang her way into a career which is still alive in the 80s. Olivia Newton-John, the Easy Beats, Digger Ravel, Max Nerve, the Meteors, the Bee Gees, Merv Benton, Johnny O'Keefe, Normie Rowe, the Flies, and many more coming up as we run through a decade with the Australian music stars of the 60s.
The cleaning lady, her sound was what she got, blind and single.
November 67 saw the release of Sadie the Cleaning Lady, one of Australia's biggest selling singles, launching 18-year-old plumber Johnny Farnham on his new career.
Everything goes.
be satisfaction.
Max Merritt and the Meteors stormed across the Tasman in 1964, and Max's name became part of Australia's rock and roll history. The latest hairstyle, diminutive Judy Starr was flying high with her biggest hit song.
Maybe 4,003,221 kids from now.
Cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
It was the top Australian hit of 1962 and even recorded in Japanese, climaxing a career for Lucky Starr. Jackie Weaver launched her career through singing and became one of Australia's top actresses. How times have changed for Jackie Weaver.
I love onions.
Brian Davies spanned the 10-year period with 5 hits.
I don't want your silver castle and your money like a king. I don't want your lovely woman, she just don't mean a thing.
His mind on nothing else. He turned the world for a good thing he's found.
Sandy Scott was one of Australia's best-known faces, with hardly a hair out of place. Seen here turning a soul song into a ballad with vivacious Laura Lee looking on.
If he put her down.
Here's a guy who you've met before. It's a very interesting thing that the recording that he's going to, the song he's going to sing for you, he's recorded, and also most important, it's going to be released not only in Australia but also Belgium, the United Kingdom, and there is a chance that it could go to the United States. To sing Dreaming About My Baby, here is the guy whom I'm talking about, Mr. Wickard.
Dreaming about my baby, and the woman I had. Well, I was dreaming about my baby, and I was holding her tight. We wanted our men out together.
Great Wicker was not destined for international stardom, but there were others who were to turn the music world upside down internationally.
Salutiamo gli amici dell'Australia a cui è stata dedicata la puntata di oggi, salutiamo tutti quanti voi dandovi appuntamento fra 7 giorni, stessa ora, stessa rete. A risentirci.
Avete ascoltato
Il Giro del Mondo in 80 Radio, viaggio attraverso la radiofonia mondiale curato e condotto da Giacomo Schifo.
See you.